You know, the whole world of educational technology is so interesting because a lot of people just think educational technology will solve our problems, that having a good technology will help learning. And I think that is not a good way to look at it. The technology itself doesn't cause learning. It's the instructional method is what causes learning.
Yeah.
The technology is just a way of implementing an instructional method. So animation is nice. We now have like low cost technology for producing animation. I personally thought it'd be interesting to explore, okay, what does animation bias? How should we design animation? And animation has its pros and cons. People have talked about the transient nature of animation. You know, it's just there. Each frame is just there for a fraction of a second, then it goes away. So if you're not looking at the right thing at the right time, you might miss it. Mm. So there are certain disadvantages to animation in that there's a lack of learner control. There's the transient nature of animation, of the information that's going by. Whereas if you just had still frames and you could just look at the frames, you can control that. So that's really giving more user control if you just have a series of static illustrations. So a question in my mind is, when are static illustrations useful and when is animation useful? You probably know from my work, I'm kind of a minimalist. So the idea of in animations is to keep them as simple as possible, focus just on the phenomenon we want people to look at, not have too much detail. Don't use color if you don't need it. A lot of my animations are just black and white line drawings with very little in them that just focus in on the key thing we want people to look at. But I think it's just a form of multimedia learning. It's helping people see the relationship between visual representation and verbal representation.
And part of that, of course, is drawing in on their capacity for dual coding as opposed to trying to split their attention between things.
Exactly.
Which I thought was very interesting because it isn't the number of informational streams, but how those streams are organized relative to each other.
Right. Because I think when you can see the relationship between the visual and verbal descriptions of the same thing, that's when you understand. Making that connection that those words relate to that image, that's an act of understanding. That's really what I think promotes understanding. So that's what I'm trying to prime with animation. I'm trying to get people to see the relationship between what's going on in the screen and what the voice is saying.
And of course, one of the really profound things that comes out of that, or striking things rather, is the effect sizes you started to gain when you did that just right.
Oh yeah, that's what got me interested in multimedia learning. You get such huge effect sizes. There's something very basic about visual representations that help people learn that go way beyond what words can do.